Next application, next case.
Case number 13168, the Jeffrey and Margaret Dennis Trust seeks variances from the separation requirements for proposed structures. Section 115-34 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Monterey Avenue. The 911 address is 33988 Monterey Avenue in Frankfort. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, Map 17, Parcel 39.03, Unit 184. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and five mail return. The applicant is seeking a 4.9-foot and a 5.2-foot variance from the 40-foot separation requirement between structures.
This applicant present for case number 13168. Would please come forward. Mr. Sharp will swear you in. Yes. Whoever wants to testify. Yes.
And if she needs help with a question, I'll.
Yes,
I'll swear you all in and then you can testify how you wish. So can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Margaret Dennis. The house we're talking about is 33988.
Okay. Sure.
Jonathan Dennis. 420 Delaware Ave, Lansdale, Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
Dorothy Beeler, 382.
And do the three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Water.
If you would please come a little closer to the.
I live in the villages of Clearwater in outside of Bethany, and we have a single home. And I want to enclose the back porch and then add a porch to that for mobility reasons. Everybody living on the, or my husband living on the first floor of the house. And the screened in porch has encroached the little bit of area in the southeast corner, west corner of the property.
Okay. Do you have your information packet with you, your application?
Yeah. I guess I do.
As part of that, could you go through those pretty quick, criteria, each one? You don't have to read the entire part of it, but just your part, your answer to the questions, please.
Okay, number one, the existing residential dwelling is located in the parcel of land that is wider on the street side of Monterey Avenue and narrows into the back, the northwest corner and the southwest corner and the rear of the property. 20 feet on my side and 20 feet on my neighbor's side on 185. The existing dwelling offers an opportunity for single-level mobility living. There is currently a screened-in porch on the first level. We hope to enclose that into a four-season room and then add a porch to have multi-seasonal use of the back of the house. We purchased the land in 05 and we have not adjusted any of the land. Since we purchased it. We had an architect draw the proposed addition, and it maintains the characters of all the homes within the villages of Clearwater. I do have the letter from the Homeowners Association for approval of this, if anybody would like to have a copy of it.
If you wouldn't mind handing that over, and you won't be able to get that back. I hope
that's okay.
So we can take a look at it.
Sure. And this, I guess you got this, is the surveyor?
I don't believe we do have that.
So the one corner, you'll see the one corner of the porch.
Yes.
Is what we're asking that we could continue to build the porch for a single level. If you can see that.
Would that complete your presentation?
Any questions? Yeah.
I do. I'm familiar with Clearwater.
Okay.
And your lot in particular, you can see how 86 and 85 and 87 are like right next to each other. Would it be an accurate statement to say that 84, between 184, which is your unit,
and 185.
Yeah.
There is more space in between those units.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot.
Five times.
Yeah.
You can see it from there, but being familiar with that area, it's almost like it's a corner, but it's not a corner.
Yeah.
It's where the bend is. But I think you benefit from having a little bit larger of a side yard. So in saying that, say it's accurate that what is going to be facing unit 185 would be a larger gap still than 186 and 185?
Yes.
What I'm saying is this, if somebody were to ride by it, would it match with the character of the neighborhood?
Oh, yeah.
It wouldn't stand out as being way too close. It would almost look normal.
Correct. What? Oh. I mean, I have the big plans if somebody wants to see.
Did you talk to the neighbors at all?
Yeah.
And that they're all?
They're fine with it, especially 185. He and I work together well, yes.
Do the steps that are on this plan here, are those part of the room that's being added?
Correct. It's the exit, the back of the house.
Okay. Is there a variance being requested for that, or since it's attached, is it required?
It's the same variance because it's the same line. We're going to encroach a little bit more with those steps than we are of the actual structure of the house. The roof line and the way back, I think, encroaches 4.5 feet, and then that landing for the steps encroaches like 4.9, 4.12, getting very close to 5 foot.
That on the request?
If my math's right, Mr. McClure, it looks like variance is needed is 4.9 feet for the screen porch and then 5.2 feet for the steps. Is that right, Ms. Norwood?
That's correct.
And the shower, just not the proposed outdoor shower, looks like it doesn't need one.
Correct.
The rear of the property, it appears to have like a tree line. Would that be
a tree line on the rear of the house?
Yes.
Yes, there are a few pine trees that are probably in the neighborhood of 50 feet tall, and then a couple shrubs that either arborvitaes that have gotten up to about 20, maybe 10, more like 15 feet. There is a visual break between 101 of I'm not sure exactly where that street and us of 184.
Okay.
You had stated this is for first. To help aid in first floor living?
Correct.
Health?
My husband has Parkinsonism.
Presume you bought the property in 2005. Was the house already there at that time? Mm-hmm. Did you look at other options which would not need a variance in order to accommodate what you're trying to do? I get
the situation has changed.
Were there other options that you explored that other than what you're proposing?
The reason we don't want to have the screen-in porch on the other side of the existing one is because there's windows and air conditioner units that would need to be moved if we would want to put that same thing on the other, move it to the left side. Here it's just we have to move the electric meter and feed.
So there's some layout issues that would prohibit being able to do what you're trying to do elsewhere on the property?
Yes.
Due to the internal layout of the dwelling? Thank you.
Other questions from the board? Sharp?
I have no further questions, thank you.
You have a seat in the front if you'd like. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13168? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13168? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13168 for the Jeffrey and Margaret Dennis Trust. The requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions because the property does have a unique shape and a significant space between the dwelling on the side where the variance is requested. Exceptional practical difficulties due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable a reasonable use of the property. That exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property. And the variance requested represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and a lease modification of the regulation at issue.
A second.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinguth?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 13168 has been approved.